listening to Mormon Channel Daily. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jennifer Stagg. And today we have a very special guest in studio. Carmen Rasmussen Herbert is with us. And she is the beautiful face that was on American Idol in 2003 when you were just 17 years old.
I know. It's been...
I can't believe
11
that.
Years. It's so crazy.
That is nuts to think about. I remember watching you every night on American Idol. And also, you are now a mother, a wife, and an accomplished author and public speaker.
Yeah.
So we are just thrilled to have you.
Thank you.
You have a new book that just came out called You Are More. Tell us the theme and thinking behind this book.
So this book is based on the talk that I give at Deseret Books Time Out for Girls. So basically, I talk about beauty and modesty and having a career versus being a mom and how I came to be a mom and why I made that choice instead of having a full-time singing career. So, I it's basically based on my talk and mostly geared toward girls ages 12 to 18. But really, anyone can read it. It's applicable at any age.
You had an amazing ride on American Idol and afterward. A lot of people probably looked at your decision to step back and focus on your family as... What are you doing?
Well,
why are you doing this?
It just sort of happened that way. I mean, the stage was set for me to pursue my dream and to be a famous country singer, which is what I'd always wanted. And hot off American Idol, top six, I went to Nashville and I recorded an album and I was touring and working with producers that work with Carrie Underwood and you know, walking the red carpet with Taylor Swift and doing all these things that people would say, you know, I've quote unquote made it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept a journal while I was on tour. And I would write things like, I just met Rascal Flatts and I just met this person and I just did my music video. And then pretty soon, instead of trying to list, you know, all of these accomplishments, I started writing things like, I kind of want to be a mom. I was just married at the time. I was a newlywed and I was starting to think about wanting to start a family. And I was told, do not start a family. If you do, your career will be over and everything you've worked so hard for will just go to waste, basically. And so I said, well, don't worry, you know, I'm gonna wait several years before I start a family. And then I actually called my manager on April Fool's to tell him I was pregnant as a joke, and a week later found out that I actually was.
So it was a surprise
for both of us. But it just sort of happened that I think I was kind of given those feelings for a reason, that it prepared me to accept what was next, that there was another chapter and an even better chapter that was awaiting me. And everyone was right. After I had a baby, my record label stopped calling me. They didn't release another album. I didn't promote my CD anymore.
Really?
My concerts dropped off. Yeah. And then after a year of, you know, raising my son, I found out I was pregnant again. And a year later, I was pregnant again. So I had, you know, three boys in just under 4 years. And it's been crazy, but it's been the most wonderful experience that I've had. And I'm so grateful that I am a mom and I still get to sing and speak. And I feel like now I can talk to especially the young girls who have stars in their eyes and they want to be famous and do all these amazing things. And I think you can take on the world, you can do whatever you want. But being a wife and mother has honestly been the brightest star in my life.
Do you think sometimes that standard is not fair in society?
I know.
That, you know, why can't women be accomplished and be mothers and pursue a career? That's okay. Why does it have to be one or the other?
And I think you can, but I think that women have very special, unique qualities that men don't have. And Heavenly Father made it that way. Men have certain strengths and women have certain strengths. And I believe, it's my personal opinion, that we work best in the home, raising children, that our personalities and our nurturing characteristics and that we work the best in the home and raising children. Not that men don't. In some circumstances, you have to adapt and men raise the kids and that's okay too. But for me, this is what works best for our family. And I feel like that is where I am needed most. And I sing to my kids and I've written them songs, you know, children's songs. And I'm still able to pursue my talents. I don't think Heavenly Father wants us to give up who we are. He's just making us more. And that's the title of my book, You Are More.
What prompted you to write this book at this time?
I don't really know. Like I said, I speak at Deseret Book, Time Out for Girls, and I'd already written a book kind of similar to this called Staying in Tune about my experiences on American Idol, and I kind of went through my whole life of being a singer and my career and my journey. But this is specifically more tailored to beauty in general. Like, I feel like with Facebook and social media and Instagram, there is this need to be perfect, and you feel like you have to be pretty and all the time, you know, look put together all the time, and you know, going to the grocery store and whatever. I sometimes feel like you have to work really hard to have this image of perfection, and that's so messed up that it shouldn't be that way. And so I really wanted to talk to the girls and say, it doesn't matter what color lipstick you have on, it doesn't matter if you curl your hair, you know, make yourself presentable and look nice and shower. That's a good thing. but you don't need to feel like you have to look perfect to be beautiful. It's honestly, it's who you are. And when you're living your life a certain way and living the standards of the church, you radiate beauty. And you really do. It's a physical thing that you radiate goodness and beauty because of who you are. And so that's, I really wanted to stress that, because I feel like now more than ever, girls need to know that they don't have to be perfect to be beautiful.
And what people, I think, don't realize is that so much of those images, I mean, that's what people do full time. They stage things and they make things look
right.
A certain
They're
way.
Fake. They it, are not
it,
real.
It's so much work into making an image it look
is.
That way. Even a picture of, you know, cookies on a plate. They don't just bake cookies
right.
and put them on a plate.
They have a filter, you know, lo-fi,
right.
and it's made to look perfect. Well, and when I was promoting my album, I've done several professional photo shoots for album and publicity shots, and I remember pitching my album to a record label, and I gave them a publicity picture, and it was the first time that I'd seen the picture since I had taken it and done the photo shoot, and I was handing it to the person, and I grabbed it back, and I looked at it, and I realized that my face looked totally different. And they're like, what's wrong? And I said, my face looks different. And my manager was like, no, it doesn't. You know, that it looks great. And I said, no. I said, my chin is smaller. My nose is shaped different. There's not a wrinkle, hair, freckle on my face. And I know what I look like. And I was like, this look, it was a really pretty picture. But it wasn't me. And I know that people maybe see all these pictures in magazines and they think, oh, I could never look like that. Well, nobody could ever look like that.
Not even the person who it is.
Right. And so I just think it's so important that to be real and to tell everyone, look, this is, you know, this isn't real.
Do you think your faith has really guided your path since American Idol?
Absolutely. It's my faith is why I'm here and why I do everything. All my decisions are based on my beliefs and prayer and my faith in Jesus Christ. And I was given a blessing a while ago, and it talked about after I would receive my temple endowment that the decisions I would make there would direct the path for the rest of my life and the covenants I would make. And thinking about that, thinking about how in the temple it talks about families and, you know, starting a family and being an eternal family. And that really has been the path of my life now.
Do you feel like you received a lot of criticism on American Idol because you were the modest Mormon girl, or do you feel like that was a good thing?
Well, maybe behind the scenes people thought it was weird or talked about it. But funny enough, when people knew what I stood for and who I was, they went overboard to try and protect me. And these were people that did not have the same standards that I did. And it was amazing that they said, we don't want to corrupt Carmen. They kept saying that. We don't want to corrupt Carmen. And it was funny because I'm like, these are people that would drink and smoke and do all sorts of things that you can imagine. And they were like, but we want to keep you pure because that's who you want to be and that's who you are. In fact, two of my really good friends on the show, Kim Caldwell and Julia D'Amato, came up to me one day in rehearsals and they said, we have decided that when we have kids, we are going to raise them Mormon because of who
wow.
you are. And I thought,
what a compliment.
That is so neat. And I didn't talk about, well, you know, maybe you should join the church too. I didn't say that. But that was the biggest compliment to me and to my parents, just the way that they raised me. I did not realize how hard it is being a parent until I'm a parent now and the things that they taught me and how much they stressed. You know, it's so important to stay true to who you are. And someday you'll be faced with lots of temptation. And growing up in Bountiful, Utah, I thought, yeah, right. You know, all my friends are Mormon. And I, you know, like the biggest decision I have is what party to go to. And, you know, maybe there'll be bad music there. That's it. Like, I really never faced anything really big until all of a sudden I'm living in LA. And it was like a tidal wave of temptation. But really, the contestants on the show, after they found out, like I said, who I was, really stood up for me. And something that helped me make the decisions and stay strong was I sort of made the decision beforehand that I was going to stay true to the young women values and not do certain things. And I actually said, okay, this is what I will not do for sure. And so when it was presented to me, it was so much easier to say no because I'd already made that decision. And I believe there is such power in deciding beforehand what you mm-hmm. will and won't do, and such power in prayer. I felt prayers from people I didn't know, from my family. I saw people come up to me like, we prayed for you when you were on the show, and it's the sweetest thing. And I really felt the power of those prayers. And I believe that Heavenly Father will help you live exactly the way you need to when you need to, if you trust in Him.
Do you have a favorite section of your book?
It's so short. It's not very long. Maybe my favorite section would be, I say, true beauty, who you are, who you really are, cannot be created with the stroke of a makeup brush or wiped away with a washcloth. And I talk about how one night I'm in my room with my mom in the hotel room, and I take off my fake eyelashes and I wipe off my lipstick, I wipe off my face, I take off my hair extensions, I take off my high heels, and my mom was sitting there laughing. And I was like, what? And she said, that is so funny. You just completely transformed, you know, before my eyes. You just changed. And she was kind of just joking. But really, I knew that she was saying, you better not be basing your self-esteem and confidence on what you look like on the outside. Because, I mean, things can change in an instant. You can be made to look beautiful or take everything off in an instant. And that's not what makes you who you are.
And what's the main message that you want to drive home to young women that you hope read your book?
I would say just to trust in your Heavenly Father and His plan for you, because your journey may not be what you think it's going to be, but He knows what it is, and He will lead you along if you trust Him, and it will be even more amazing than you could imagine.
Carmen Rasmussen Herbert, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And where can people find your book?
Deseret Book.
Okay, be sure to check it out. Definitely an inspiring woman on the outside and on the inside as well. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, inspirational stories, or ideas you'd like to share with us, go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.